Open 7 days a week, Stacks Market of Owendale, like a little truck stop but without the showers.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Homemade Soup of the Day begins Monday, October 3rd.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ 71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports presentation of their Game of the Week. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on the road taking on the Cass City Redhawks in week number 5 of the MHSA football regular season. Just 4 weeks after tonight until playoffs are amongst us, which means colder weather, shorter days, and a crisp in the air.
Oh, it's a great time of the year, isn't it?
Well, as the Redhawk flies, just 15 miles separate Laker and Cass City high schools. If traveling by boat, Godspeed to you. If my vehicle, it's quite a simple journey. Head to the main intersection of Elkton and head south on Elkton Road. Continue south for 14 miles, and by that time it changes names to Cemetery Road. You have arrived to Cass City High School on your left, just a short 16-mile trek. As far as school sizes go, Cass City has 14 more students in high school as registered with the MHSAA. There are 288 Redhawks compared to 274 Lakers in high school roaming those green and white hallways. In regards to Snapchat, Cass City is Lakers' best friend, but the feeling is not mutual. The green and white have now played anyone more than Cass City. For the Redhawks, their most frequent opponent is not Lakers, but in fact the Bad Axe Hatchets. Cass City and Lakers have squared off a total of 60 times in history, with Elkton Pigeon Bayport winning 43, Cass City just 16, and one tie. Remember that one, Dave, back in 1962, a 0-0 tie.
0-0 tie.
Yeah, that was a great game. When talking offensive production into the mix, the Green Machine has a 9-point advantage, 43 to CC's 34. In fact, Lakers have the number 2 offense in the entire Greater Thumb Conference. Cass City comes in at number 5, so plus 9 for EPBP. Defensively, the Green and White are sporting the best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference, allowing just 8.75 of a point per game. The Redhawks are sitting in the middle of the pack at number 5 again, giving up 18 points and some change, plus 10 for the Lakers. Las Vegas has set their line for the night. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department are saying, after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at Lakers, 8.5 points. Since Pigeon, Elkton, and Bayport High Schools consolidated, They have squared off with Cass City Redhawks. That being, they have squared off every year with the Cass City Redhawks. That being since the fall of 1960, which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. You ready for this one?
Oh, yeah. I'm always ready.
Yeah, always ready. This one fell into my lap last night. I'm not going to lie. What famous movie was released in 1960 that's being recreated and is being released tonight, this weekend in 2016?
Being released tonight.
Being released tonight. Hmm. It was the number one movie back in 1960, the first time they played.
Not going to lie, I have not been up to date on my movies recently, so I am not going to get this one right.
Well, as I was staying up late working on prepping for this game tonight, I was watching Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and they were featuring The Magnificent Seven that's coming out, being recreated.
Okay.
Of course, the original starring Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen, Charles Bronson, the whole cast, came out in the fall of 1960. And the original Magnificent Seven was filmed in just 30 days and cost nearly $2 million. Here's the bonus question for you, Dave. How long did it take to film the new Magnificent Seven starring Denzel Washington?
The first one was filmed in 30 days?
30 days.
Well, there's no way it was done in less time than that, so I'm going to go more than that. More like probably 75 days.
Well, close. 64 principal shooting took place in. Not too bad. However, compared to $2 million the first time, this one cost $108 million. Just some pocket change.
Gotcha.
All right. Triple bonus question.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm ready.
The new Magnificent Seven cost $108 million to make. What was the most expensive movie in history to ever be created?
Most expensive movie to create.
And here's the best part. The top three all involve boats. That's a hint for you.
Okay. Well, my guess has to be Titanic. It would be the first one that comes to mind.
That's number two, in fact.
Number two.
Titanic cost $296 million. Number one, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, $341 million.
Oh, wow.
And number three, the classic 1963 hit, Cleopatra. It almost caused 20th Century Fox to go bankrupt. At that time, it was $31 million to make. In today's dollars, that'd be $241 million. Of course, Cleopatra, starring Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, with the long-distance relationship across whatever sea that was down there. Mediterranean, I'm not sure.
Right. We'll look that one up,
Dave Hanson, what are your three keys for tonight's football game?
Well, let's start with Lakers. We do know that Cass City is going to run the ball and run it a lot. So they got to slow down the Cass City running attack. For Cass City, they are facing the number one offense in the Lakers. They are not going to stop them every time. They need to force turnovers. And last but not least, for Cass City to win this game, they need to control the clock and finish the job this week. They need to finish their game strong, play well in the fourth quarter, and win the game. So looking forward to a good game in front of us.
We are 6 minutes away from kicking off, and now we'll listen in to the marching Redhawks, all 68 of them, 63 members on the field as we speak.
Mrs. Laura Curtis.